Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So, yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5, live at East River 9. Come get your golf on. Come get your drink on. Come get your food on. Come on. You got 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today, Monday through Friday, of happy hour. So let's go. Get on over here and enjoy it. Time to talk to Five Star. Five Star has been a long time with us now. I don't know how many years, but he gives winners out. And he's got some winners for us today. Five Star, welcome back to the show. Five Star in Vegas on Twitter. If you, it's a great follow. Get his picks and sign up for his services. And Five Star is going to give you some winners. What's going on, man?
And congratulations, guys, first of all, for being elected, you know, to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Both you guys really deserve it, man. It's just a really great thing to see, man, and well-deserved.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Five Star, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate that. How excited are you? We got football season back, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm really happy. Last weekend we got it in, so I ended up, you know, clearing the board. We went 3-0 last week, man. So let's try to go 3-0 again here with the listeners from ESPN 97.5, where it all started at.
I tell you what, I know one of your plays already, and I kind of like it too. Georgia versus Clemson. Georgia's number one in the nation this year. They've got a quarterback who's expected to be, I think, the first pick of the draft when it's all said and done, Carson Beck. Georgia's Georgia. Kirby Smart gets ready for top-rated teams. I think he's 10-2 against top 20 teams or something like that. They're facing a Clemson team that's number 13 or 14 ranked, 14th ranked, I believe. But Clemson's getting 13.5. I've been hearing that this is kind of a sneaky, talented Clemson team that Dabo has put together.
Yeah, it is. And out of the 22 starters that Clemson has, they got zero transfers, guys, no new additions, no freshmen. So as you know, Dabo was one of those guys that he really opposed to NIL. And this is kind of his opportunity to prove that his old school approach of like faith, family, and football still works in today's new way of doing business in college football. You know, across the field, as you said, he got what I consider the new Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. Smart was arguably Saban's best coordinator in his 10-year, but no one can argue that he's, you know, been the most successful pupil. He already has two national championships at his alma mater. The Bulldogs program is just the cream of the crop in the SEC right now. But Smart hasn't lost a regular season game in three seasons, so this is going to be a tall task for Clemson. Unlike Dabo, Smart kind of mixes the new way of doing things with NIL transfers and all that stuff, but he still plays hard-nosed football. For instance, Carson Beck, as you said, is probably going to be the number one pick. He has a private jet deal for his NIL, and he also landed Trevor Etienne from Florida, really good running back. So Georgia is going to be
really good back.
Yeah, really good back. So Georgia's going to be backed heavily in this game, guys. You know, why not? They're a powerhouse. Clemson hasn't impressed as much, you know, as they have in the past lately. But with that said, I still think Dabo is a great coach. He's a two-time national champion. He has a lot of pride, man. This is his opportunity for him in the program to prove they're still elite. They got Cade Klubnik coming back again. His second full season as a start. He showed some flashes. Got seven starters returning with him on offense. I really like Clemson's linebackers and safeties. I know you know about them, Lance. They're really good, yeah, man. They got some real ballers at those positions. Dabo usually comes out with a solid plan, man. I think that the experience that he brings back on offense and Garrett Riley working for a second year with Clay Kubnick keeps this game close. We're going to go with Clemson plus 13.5. Remember last time that they played each other, I think 2021 in the same setting, it was a real slugfest, went to 10-3. I just think that Dabo knows how to hang around in these type of games with the big boys.
Dabo, it's easy to say I don't believe in NIL when you got a 10-year, $115 million contract yourself.
He's such a hypocrite with that one, right?
it's a bit hypocritical. I don't know, man. I haven't seen Clemson. That's a tough one.
But you've seen Clemson in the past. Dabo has.
I've seen Clemson Dabo's in the past, really but good. The last couple of years, I would have Clemson.
I just wonder if Georgia. You know, the public will all be on Georgia. The number, you're going to push it a little higher because it's Georgia. Yeah, Kirby early in the season where he's geared up, first game. You know, it always scares you a little bit after, especially after what he did to Dan Lanning in Oregon. But at the same time, like at some point, losing all this talent year after year after year starts to, I mean, it's got to add up on you to where you have a season that's not quite what you had hoped for. So, it's I kind of like the points here. I kind of like the situation. Give us another game that you're looking at this weekend.
We're eating up the points this week, man. You guys know I love betting with the dogs, man. We're going with West Virginia at home, plus 8.5 versus Penn State. I like Neil Brown a lot. He was a good head coach at Troy before he took over at Morgantown. I'm not a huge fan of James Franklin. I like him as far as a person, good guy, great recruiter. I just never cared for his in-game coaching. He always coached scared, in my opinion. And his play calling is pretty vanilla. A lot of people are big on Penn State's quarterback, Drew Aller. I find him a little overrated. He is athletic. He can make some plays outside the pocket. But he's a little too careful with the ball. He isn't taking up shots for me. Their backfield, though, is their main strength. Penn State has a really good backfield with Nick Singleton and Catron Allen. So the Mountaineers have to find a way to slow those two guys down and kind of put the ball in Aller's hand and make him beat them. Penn State has had an easy schedule, you know, last season. Outside Michigan, Ohio State, who they really play. They do have 11 starters back, but West Virginia has 13 starters back. And the Mountaineers' offense should rank among the best in the Big 12. They got, you know, Gary Green coming back. They ended the season 5-1 in their final six games, only losing at Oklahoma. Morgantown, as you guys know, is a really tough place for, you know, opponents to come to and win. The Mountaineers are 4-1 straight up. And 4-1 against the spread at home last year. 8.5 is just a lot of points to give a Penn State team that's not known for its scoring prowess, man. And this is a real good revenge spot for us as well because West Virginia lost 38-15 in Happy Valley last season. And that kind of kicked off the run when they went on the little 5-1 run at the end of the year. I think Neil Brown has these Mountaineers ready to play, and they might actually pull off, you know, the outright. We're very familiar with them after we saw the game that they had with Houston last year. We know that they can put up some points, man. So give me West Virginia plus 8.5, Penn State.
Yeah, so it is really a situation where, yeah, Neil Brown is just kind of coming into his own. He was such a good coach previously at Troy, and I'm waiting to see if he's that guy. But I like the angles that you've got right there. And the other thing, it is really about Drew Aller. Is Aller the guy that struggled so much? And Aller had some good games, but, man, there were some games where he looked absolutely terrible. So it'll be interesting to see what we get there. And then, of course, you know, as you mentioned, Morgantown is a very, very difficult place to play. I'm curious, before we get to your next game, how are you handling the portal and the amount of transfers? This is an unbelievable amount of changes that we're seeing, unprecedented for some of the teams. John and I looked at Arizona State's roster. We looked at University of Houston's roster, Texas A&M. I mean, everyone's roster, especially when you have a new coach coming in, has a huge turnover. I'm curious what your thoughts were about if you've kind of developed any thoughts of how you're going to handle these roster turnovers so early when you're handicapping.
Yeah, that's the reason why a lot of these colleges now are hiring GMs. You've been seeing them get general managers like NFL teams because of all the transfer stuff that's going on and also how to deal with the money coming from the boosters with the NIL. I deal with it like this. Some guys are big factors. They're splash players, like we said about Etienne, but, you know, Etienne might not even play that game. That's another factor put in with that Clemson game. I think he had a DWI or something offseason. He might be suspended for tomorrow's game. But I deal with it where if you got a splash guy who's, you know, been good everywhere he's played before, then, yeah, I'm going to upgrade. Like, for instance, the next game we're going to talk about with Cam Ward. He's a guy that's played a lot of snaps and been, you know, a quarterback a lot of places, seen a lot of different defenses. So, of course, I'm going to upgrade Miami when he comes there. But I also look at it, well, sometimes you can have too many and guys aren't really used to playing with each other. And that's why I really like Clemson in that game against Georgia with the points, because they have so much continuity.
Five Star, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there he is.
All right, well, let's get to that last game, that Miami game. Miami taking on Florida in a huge interstate rivalry game. What do you see there?
Anytime it's under three, I'm going to always take the money line. Just pay a little juice. I call it insurance rather than have to wrestle with these points at the end of the game if something crazy occurs. So we're going to go with Miami money line minus 1-4. They're just more talented than Florida. And the main thing that I look at is this Cam Ward versus Graham Mertz. Guys, we've been talking about Cam Ward since the first season I was on here when he was still at Incarnate Word. I think we was like the first three guys that were really talking about that he could play on the next level. And now he's went to Washington State. And as you know, Washington State ended up being the only Pac, I think it's the Pac-2 now. It's Washington State and Oregon State. The rest of those guys all left them and went to different conferences. So he had to leave, man. He had to go somewhere where he could play football and be seen, because Washington State doesn't have a conference home right now. He ends up going to Miami over there with Mario Cristobal. Cristobal's another one of those guys like James Franklin. He can really recruit. Doesn't, you know, show too much during the game with his schemes and things like that. Hopefully he has the right offensive coordinators in place. But he does have some big-time transfers in Cam Ward. And the underrated transfer he has there that people aren't really speaking about is Damian Martinez. That kid is a beast. He was at Oregon State. Really good running back. I think he plays on Sundays for sure. Billy Napier, Lance, we talked about him before. We really liked him in Louisiana Lafayette. He's a good coach for us. He's on the hot seat, man, in Florida. And he continues to hitch his wagon to Graham Mertz. We saw that Bo Nix had a turnaround. I was really down on Bo Nix all season long, and then he went to Oregon. They kind of coached him up right. And Graham Mertz, you know, get all of that bad coaching he got out of him from Wisconsin, and now take it to Florida, second-year starting, and kind of turn the corner like we see with Bo Nix. We'll see. He hasn't shown me that so far. I just think that they're going to have a lot of issues defensively stopping Miami's offense, man. And I also really like Miami's defensive line. I think they harassed Mertz, and Mertz has shown before when he's under pressure, he'll turn the ball over. So I'm going to go with Miami in this one. It's going to be a big rival game, but I think the Hurricanes are the far superior team right here. So we're going to just take a money line.
One game that stuck out for me was Georgia Tech coming back from Ireland, five-star, and off a big win. This is a letdown situation, an inner-city rivalry. Georgia State was not good last year, but that's a pretty good program. That's a lot of points to be given up. What do you think about? Did you look at the Georgia State game?
I haven't, but I do agree with you on that. They're coming off a huge win, a lot of travel. I got to see who Georgia State quarterback is. If they got the kid that's coming back who's been their quarterback the last couple of years, then he's more than serviceable, man. He's a really good quarterback. I haven't dug into the game, but I could see that spot. If Darren Granger is back for them, then I would definitely take Georgia State, John, because he could play.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, when have you ever seen a team in college football travel back from Europe?
Right.
This is an NFL thing, and NFL teams, they even give you bye weeks the next week. This is college football. They're playing the next week on a Saturday. That's wild.
And they're in Atlanta. You know, that school is right in downtown Atlanta, and they haven't had that type of win in a long time. I'm sure that on Peachtree, they were getting as many drinks as they wanted for free last week, so. Yeah, that's a really good angle right there, John. I like that a lot. I think I'll dig into that game a little bit more.
Yeah, Joy. I mean, it just stuck out for me, man. You're coming off that big win. Everybody's patting you on the back, and you got a big dog at home in the city the next week. I don't know. We'll see.
I got one for you guys, real quick. I got one last year. I know we're on the time real fast. What do you guys think about the over? 60 on Texas versus Colorado State. I really like it because the style of play that Jay Norville has, and we know the Sarkisians are trying to put about 40 on their head at least, you know. So
I like it too. I like it too for the very reason I think he's going to be going for. I think he's going to be going for a Heisman for. He wants a Heisman type of start for Quinn Ewers. So I do think they want to get out of the gate quickly with 42, 49, something like that. I don't know if they can score that much, but they've got talent. They got talented wide receivers. They got a pretty good offensive line. So I kind of like that over as well. I do think they have quick strike. If you're going to be playing 60 and over, then you want to make sure you have some quick strike potential. And you look at the wide receivers, they've got Matthew Golden. They've got Isaiah Bond. They've got quick strike potential over there in Texas.
Absolutely. I like that 62. Yeah. Five star. Nice job. That's Five Star in Vegas on Twitter. Follow him. Sign up for the service and get the winning picks this football season. Five Star, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll talk to you next Friday, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Time for me to talk about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. It's the end of the week. You've been struggling. You know, Fridays are a lot of times payday. I don't know how you do it twice a month. Do you do it every other week? Do you do it every week? If you're paying everybody every week and you've got somebody that's got to write out all of those checks, figure out all the commissions or the hourlies or the salaries and everything else, my goodness, you're just doing it. You're spinning wheels instead of selling whatever business, whatever widget you sell, that's fine, but why are you doing payroll when you're not a payroll company? Let the payroll company come in and use their expertise to do it better, technologically better, to give you options on your benefits packages, on your insurance packages, all of that. You're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your people. The bottom line is the bottom line. Instead of spending all that money in a payroll department, spend less with HR&P because they know how to do it. And they're not going to mess it up, especially the Affordable Care Act when it comes to tax time. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Now back to John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Friday show at East River 9, where you can come get your drink on, get your food on, get your golf on. Let's go.
Push guys carts out there. The guys are playing. Yeah.
Looks like we'll have, I don't know, rain coming and going and whatever. But you know what? It's been intermittent quite a bit. We had a little bit of a delay yesterday, but we were able to get back out there. Cart path only. Sucked. Well, this course.
Not out here.
Here you walk.
Yeah.
You walk. You walk the course. You won't have cart path only. And you got just be careful with the wheels if you're not carrying your bag, if you're wheeling it around. So that's all. Take care of your course, people. Take care of your course. And, okay, so we've had a lot that we talked about so far. Carlos Alcaraz is gone out of the U.S. Open. We've had Astros talk, right? We have had... What else have we talked? We obviously talked a lot of Texans. We didn't talk about Brandon Ayuk signing his deal.
No, we haven't yet. $120 million, 4 years. And Ayuk is, you know, it's hard to – I mean, he's getting paid like one of the best wide receivers in the game. Do you look at him that way? He had a good year last year. Stats were even better than I thought.
Third, he's tied for third with most money, or just below someone else tied for $120.01.
Yeah,
but he's fourth, or I think he's fourth on the money list now. Brandon Ayuk is pretty good. I mean, San Francisco is going to have issues, though. When Brock Purdy comes due, they're going to have some serious issues. They might have issues, well, next season. They might have to get rid of Debo next year. Debo might not. This is it for him. I don't know how you're going to pay. You're paying Kittle. You're paying Debo. You're paying McCaffrey. You're going to have to pay Brock Purdy coming up soon. I mean, San Francisco is going to have a real purging of their roster.
They got to let some teams go. So yeah, Brandon Ayuk is technically tied for fifth. He's tied with Tyreek Hill, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's going to give $30.02 million, And then as the annual number, of course, a lot of this is also about what do you get with your signing bonus, how long, how much of it's guaranteed. Amon-Ra got 4 years, $120 million. So he got the same contract Amon-Ra St. Brown got.
We going to – Is Nico gonna and in a couple of
CD
years?
CD got a 4 year, 136.
Yeah.
So
second.
Yeah, and that's to Justin Jefferson, who got a 4 year, 140. So I think that's a good deal. It's a really good deal for Ayuk, and basically what it tells you is that, you know, I think Deebo Samuel's not long for that team.
Are we going to have issues with Nico in a couple of years when he's seeing all that money out there and he signed for less?
I hope not, but it's possible.
You would think.
I mean, the Texans had problems with Andre Johnson when his side did a not great deal for him. And then Rick Smith and the Texans gave him more money, but they didn't have to. They gave him a negotiation window. They negotiated a contract, and Dre wasn't happy with it. Well, it's because your side did a really bad deal. I think Dre's uncle did it instead of an agent. So instead of a standard agent. So it's possible. Nico's in the 20 in the 20 millions. It's possible, but Nico's only done it for 1 year at this point, and it just happens this is the timing of when his deal comes up. So you can't blame the Texans. You can't even blame Nico Collins.
No.
Now, he did his deal early, but he wanted to get paid. He's like, yeah, I want to. I'm not saying no to money. Remember, he famously said, if you want to give me money, I'm not saying no to it.
Yep, yep. And, but, you know, I think he, if there's two guys in this city that are going to regret it, Yordan and he and Nico are going to regret taking less but getting that $100 million security.
How can you stop? I mean, just let them do what they're doing.
What do you want to
price us out of everything?
No, I'm just saying.
We already lose good players every year from the Astros.
What do you think? Okay, I don't think you've made your pick on Aggies and Notre Dame.
Aggies. I like the Aggies. It's at Kyle Field.
Yep.
And I think that Kyle Field, first time you go in there, is tough. And it's loud. It just so happens you've got six total starts by the offensive line in Notre Dame. Do you know how loud it is? You know. I'm asking rhetorically. The noise at College Field is so substantial. And you got a bunch of first-time starters in there for Notre Dame. I think they're going to have a hard time hearing. I think we could see some false start penalties. And I think with Mike Elko's first game where he knows the quarterback, Riley Leonard, I think a lot of this is in favor of Texas A&M.
I like the Aggies, too. I do. And I think, you know, the new acquisition from Purdue going to play a role.
Oh, yeah,
Notre
Nick
Dame
Skirton
knows about him.
Yep, Nick Skirton.
He's a beast. And it is. It's a hard place to play. What a first game, though. Holy crap.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
And, boy, are those tickets. You think the Aggies ain't – the Aggies aren't a little excited about this football team? They're going – I mean, decent seats, not great seats. They're going for $1,500. Yeah.
What?
This is a tough ticket, bro.
$1,500.
This is a tough ticket.
We got to – man, it's like impossible to go to games.
Yeah.
It's so damn expensive. Like, you just – it's crazy. Do you know how much hotels – I was looking at what hotels were for – because the guy in the hotel I was staying at when I was in Tuscaloosa taking my son back about 3 weeks ago, he was like, have you seen what the rates of the hotels are here for the Georgia game? And I looked – dude, it's like $1,200 and $1,400 the night before the game on Friday.
Well,
and then
not,
Saturday.
That's not crazy, actually.
That's not crazy. A $1,400 hotel room for one night?
They'll go up before that game. Before
for
that game
one night.
Here. Yeah.
Then I'm not going to the game.
No. A lot of people can't go to the games. You can't.
Who can afford? It's with tickets, if you buy them after market,
right.
I mean, you got to have. I mean, that's a $5,000 game. Are you kidding? For two tickets and a hotel?
Well.
A $5,000 game.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
That's what
we're not.
Doing.
No,
what
we're not
you,
doing that.
For a big game like
no,
that?
No, we're not doing that.
For a big game like
no,
that?
No, I'm not paying $5,000 for a big game.
Yeah.
I got TV.
No. But
my
you're
TV
not an
didn't
Alabama
cost 5,000.
Fan. Okay?
I'm a college football fan.
You got to take your wife to a Texas game.
We have. And she knows. We ain't going to those tickets that cost $1,500.
Well,
unless it's a national, and even then, you know, that's the Super Bowl of the, I mean, it's crazy. How would you like to go in and get the living piss kicked out of you?
How many guys
for that much money? How's that taste?
How many left tackles do you have to evaluate for $5,000 to go to a game? I mean, honestly,
20. I'm not. Well, number one, if I want to go, I'm getting a media pass. So that's the one advantage. Like, I found out my wife has a ticket to the Georgia game somehow. And so I'm like, I got the media pass. So I just got to sign up for that because I ain't paying for a ticket there. That's for damn sure.
Well,
I'll keep my ass at home.
Can you drink up there and get stinky?
No, but not everyone drinks and gets stinky drunk, which is what you want
to
say.
What's the sense of going to a game?
Because we like watching football, John, and we care about our universities, like my University of Texas. Longhorn fans think I'm anti-Texas, but my wife went there, so it's kind of like I went there. I'm just a Ronin. I will drift wherever the
wherever
it takes me.
Well, whatever. You do it your way, I'll do it mine. I'd rather pay than sit up there with all the media types.
You'd rather pay those prices?
Yeah, those prices than sit up there and not have a cocktail while I'm watching a game.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Not that I'm saying I would.
Why would you?
You could
go?
Bring something. You could still smuggle something in, but I'm not going to.
Well, yeah, you should.
Let the record reflect.
Let the record reflect you should.
Okay? I'm not going to do that.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not. How do you like
ridiculous
this?
Anyway.
How do you like this? 2024. You familiar with Bryce Matthews?
Yeah, he had a huge night last night.
Came from Atascocita High School.
Yep.
Right? Third baseman, potentially third baseman of the future. Well, yeah, he did. But this year, he's got 15 home runs. 37 RBIs, 26 stolen bases, a 950 OPS. He was the 28th pick of the draft in 2023.
No, he's good. He had two homers last night or three?
Homers. He was three for four,
three
two
for
homers.
Four, two homers.
But just somebody to keep your eye on. He's not high up the charts.
No, it was in
double A.
But
I mean,
it's better than him striking out four times.
No, last year he had four home runs and 125 at-bats. He only had four home runs. He was small. He came in right out of high school. So we're getting bigger. He's a shortstop now. Could become a third baseman. Maybe Jeremy Pena becomes a third baseman. Who knows? Four home runs, 11 RBIs. Not much going on last year. 18 stolen bases, though. This year he's got 26 stolen bases. He's got an OPS of 950. We're banging some home runs. We're getting bigger. We're lifting. We're eating right, okay? And we're taking our Atascocita High School baseball players and we're turning them into future major leaguers.
Let's go.
That's what's happening.
I'm all
Bryce Matthews, 28th pick of the draft in 2023. Remember the name. That's the guy we got to keep an eye on.
Remember this name, Chastain Ford, because at Chastain Ford, it is good, brother. It is awesome. I'm telling you, with the deals that they've got going on, and I've been talking about the Bronco Sport, what a great starter car that is at $299 a month. You get that 16, 17, 18-year-old, 19-year-old into a Bronco Sport for 3 years. You lease it down to take care of it, make sure that they keep it up nice, and then you know what? You turn it back in, and boom, 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 we're done. And we got that starter car out of the way, and now we can get into buying whatever it is at Chastain Ford that we like going forward when they maybe got a little bit of money. Or after, maybe when they're done with college, after college car. Whatever the case may be, Bronco Sport for $299 a month on a lease, are you kidding me? What a great deal. They got other great deals going on, the XLT right now, ridiculous prices, low prices, $4,500 off on this. You've got deals on the Lightning and the Explorer. It's fantastic. Right now, there's still summer savings going on at Chastain Ford. Great time to buy. Pre-owned vehicles on the lot as well. I was just there last week, as a matter of fact, and saw all the vehicles on the lot. Let's go. They're dealing, man. And they're going to make sure that they get you into that Ford car or truck at the best possible price where you're not choking on the payments. First thing they'll ask, what do your payments have to be? Because then we'll go from there, all right? And they're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. You're going to love dealing with Chastain Ford. Integrity. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Heezy and Michael in the house. Raheel and Michael Carroll next, filling in for Dell. Maybe we can make this a permanent show, okay? Move Dell to midnights. We'll move Dell to midnights, okay? He'd love that. Anyway, that's the show right after this. Raheel back on our airwaves with Michael Carroll right after this, talking all great shows and movies. There's maybe a lot of show and movie talk.
Could be. Okay? Yeah, could right. be.
No, that's what Michael Carroll do.
So let's go over some things we haven't talked about for a while. Number one, Astros win. 6-3 was the final. They got down 3-2. Abreu spit the bit, and the Astros lost the lead. But
Pena spit the bit. Abreu
defensively,
spit the bit.
Yeah.
Espada spit the bit.
What are you upset about? Wait, what were you upset with Espada about?
He took him out. He took out Hunter Brown in that situation.
Okay. How many pitches did Hunter have?
Right about 100.
Okay. Well, they're sticking with it. They're not playing your silly reindeer games.
What?
So he stayed with what he's doing. But
how'd that work out?
Well, they won.
Yeah, they won because they came back because dude took a ground ball, an easy one hopper off the hand.
Well, that's too bad for him. Astros win. Sorry, you're anti-Espada. Number two. So you get that. Jason Hayward with a double, knocked in a couple runs in his first at-bat.
Right.
I mean, his first game as a Houston Astro, which was nice to see him out in the outfield. And it's just a little different look this time of year. You've got the Astros continue to battle against the Kansas City Royals. So this is – you got a chance to end this little 18-game stretch, you know, pretty well, mm-hmm. in pretty decent shape. You wanted this to go your way, you could end up four and a half, you know, kind of like where you started it. So you'll be in good shape if you're the Astros, if you can just continue to stand behind your pitchers and get some timely hitting. You have Colorado beaten North Dakota State yesterday. Colorado and Deion's team versus one of the top teams in the FCS. They were losing at the half. They came back and won. It was a big game for Shador Sanders statistically. I think it is obvious that they are going to – the end of the game was very puzzling. They've continued to throw the ball despite being up, and they didn't – like, the end of the game, last 2 minutes, instead of killing off clock, it almost felt like Deion was trying to pad stats for his son. Either that or cover a point spread by throwing deep balls, trying to get a – he threw one deep ball. The other one was just throwing it up for grabs, hoping to get a catcher and interference. They got an interference on a third down. But the play calling and the decision-making on the time management was awful for Colorado. I mean, truly, staggeringly bad. That's not how you run a game. And they almost got themselves in trouble. And there were some other things that were missed there, a clear targeting, a bad start of the clock that really didn't, yeah. I don't think, got enough mention on TV at all because the game was moving so quickly at that pace and there wasn't much time. That should have been a lot longer discussion on the broadcast because you lose 6 seconds. I mean, that's a huge deal. It meant that the next play, so the next play was just a quick throw basically out of bounds, and then they threw one up for grabs. But it would have given you a chance. Were you okay with them spiking the ball, by the way, after they got first downs?
Yeah.
Because Nate Tice, who I'm going to get on the show, who now works at NFL Network, by the way.
It took a couple of seconds to do it, but, yeah, I was okay with it. Because is everybody set? Is everybody lined up? Are you going to get I know that the clock stops after first down, but – you know, I don't think you needed those plays. I mean, I don't think it hurt him at all. What hurt him was the clock operator. 15 seconds, and when they snapped it, it was 9. That's those referees not seeing that. That's awful. Or the coach not seeing it and calling attention to it was awful.
Right.
Because I was screaming at the TV. They just took 6 seconds away from this.
Yeah,
game.
It was pretty wild.
Yeah,
it was pretty wild. So we had that going on. Brandon Ayuk signed a contract as he finally got in, and now San Francisco has their wide receiver. We'll see now. I'm guessing something. Well, I don't think they give Ja'Marr Chase a. I think Ja'Marr Chase basically just doesn't practice at all, and then comes and starts playing games.
Are you worried at all about Ayuk, about Ja'Marr, about CD, not having any preseason?
For some reason, I'm not. I probably should. Well, you're saying preseason, you mean camp?
Camp.
Yeah. I guess Ja'Marr for a while had gone out there and practiced.
Here?
Well, how pissed would fans be? How pissed would management be if you didn't? You're under a contract, especially Ja'Marr. You got 2 years left on your deal, and you pulled this. That's not great. I mean, that's not great. Everyone can agree that, you know, you're going to be one of the higher paid guys, but you just, I'm sorry you have to wait another year. That's just how it works.
Hey, what about the 49ers? They took care of this. They still got Trent Williams. He's got 3 years left on his deal, and he's holding out. I mean, what the bleep?
Yeah.
And there's another. Now, I think I'm less worried about Trent Williams than I am Ayuk having a hamstring.
You think we'll ever get to a point where there's triggers in a contract that they allow, but it changes the salary cap where it says, okay, if anyone ever makes more than me, then my trigger goes up. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about is happening here.
And you know what? Then you guys can't be, hey, you're the highest paid. What do you want? You're the highest paid.
Yeah, I mean, it just used to be, it's the way it still should be. You are when you sign it, but we didn't used to have the rates increase so rapidly. The rates are increasing too rapidly. It's like, you know, it's funny. The average person, their salaries aren't going up. Their, you know, minimum wage isn't going up. The average salaries of people, they're not going up. But NFL quarterbacks, they're going, and salary cap numbers for teams, they're going up at existential.
Yeah.
Not existential, at extra. I don't know. I don't even know the word I'm looking for. It's
no
definitely not
does.
Existential.
It's not existential.
They're going up at extreme rates, but I'm looking for a different word. But that's why it's hard for us to grasp these numbers, because we as the normal people are not used to seeing, oh, my God, he's making 50 now? He's making 60? Well, it's not our money. And if it's inside the collective bargaining agreement, what difference does it make? But I do remember when sports wasn't about exactly how much everyone was making.
Yeah.
That's really the lead story, is how much did this guy get when – we don't get to spend it. It's not our money.
No, but it's against the cap. It counts.
That's the only reason that it – but they never lead with that. This is how much it's going to – it's about how much they got. Dallas – I mean, ESPN is doing a whole thing a while ago. Is Jerry – it wasn't disrespecting, but is he treating Dak Prescott poorly? Like, who are the producers coming up with this?
Yeah.
Dak has made more money than anybody since 2020. More money than any quarterback, any football player. Dak has made more money. Is he treating him fairly?
Is he treating him fairly?
He's so dumb.
All right. News of the Weird coming your way.
Hey, I have one thing I wanted to ask you.
All right.
Think about this. I was watching this commercial for an LSU fan, this girl who's an LSU fan, and she's getting ready for the football season or whatever. And I was thinking about this. You know, pro football – you're a fan, okay, Texans fans. You have some of them that went away, right, for a while, but now they're back. They're excited.
Yep.
And there's Texans fans. You got Cowboys fans, Packers fans, whatever. When do you become a fan of the Texans? Green Bay Packer. When does a fan become a – when does somebody become a fan of the Green Bay Packers?
At childbirth.
Childbirth, childhood. Sometimes you grow into
your
fans. Every once in a while you have people who become fans because maybe a college player went there, whatever the case may be. Your dad.
Right.
I was thinking about college sports, college football. You've got a whole new crop of – not everyone's going to care about football, but everyone who goes to Alabama or Georgia or Clemson, you've got a huge – you've got a decent percentage of these people who are going to be
for life.
Those fans for life.
Yeah.
It's like you're stacking fans on top of fans. The bases, all they do is grow, because once you're out of –
The death rate is higher than the graduation rate. If the death rate is higher than the graduation rate, then you will lose fans. But that won't. I doubt that'll happen.
Well, same
Seeing
thing.
Seeing as how these schools are graduating 30,000 a year.
Right, right. And what about death rate for pro football fans?
Pro football fans.
Where do the new fans come from in pro football?
Birth into that city.
There's not enough. Yeah, but the young people aren't. They don't consider themselves. A lot of them aren't born into a team. They pick their own teams based on players.
Yeah, but.
In college, wherever you went to college, if you love that college, you're in, and that's it for life. You don't switch. Like, you know what? I'm going to be Florida State now.
Tell U of H and Rice that. And see how what they.
Okay. But Rice people don't care, and U of H has some commuters.
Right.
It's a different situation.
It's a different situation.
Yeah.
I do know this. Underdog's a different situation.
Underdog's a way different situation. It's a situation that I love to be in, a chance to win 325 times your original play. That's Underdog Fantasy, and it's been so great for me. The app is so easy to use. I used to do it a lot on my laptop at underdogfantasy.com. You can do that. But they've got a great app that is completely set up to work and it's streamlined very smoothly, for handling all your pick'em challenges, your daily fantasy, or your season-long fantasy right there on your phone. But did you know that when you bring it with you, how easy is it at halftime to take a look at highs and lows? They have the pick'em challenge. They do stuff at halftime as well. And when you have the pick'em challenge, you are going to be making picks on Underdogs, and it's so simple. It's easy to get started, too. Go to the mobile app or to underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code Lance to sign up, and Underdog's going to give you a highly discounted pick on your first pick'em entry, plus a first-time deposit of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code Lance to claim your new customer offer of a gimme first pick and your deposit offer. This is a chance for you to truly play along with what you're watching and have a great time. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, and it's for real money. You must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Consider with your play. Call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back. This is an oldie but a goodie. It's 5 years old, but David sent it to me. An Alabama man, 35, charged with illegally owning a pet attack squirrel that he called D's Nuts.
We actually did this story.
We did this one a while ago.
We had
ago,
it, yeah, but that's fine.
D's Nuts, and he fed him meth.
Yeah.
Do you want a squirrel on meth at your house?
No. No, I'm actually afraid of squirrels.
I know.
Not afraid of squirrels, but there was – I saw one video where – well, probably this story scared me, but also I saw a video where – a squirrel jumped out of a tree on top of a woman, and thought, man, a squirrel could make my life living hell.
No, it could scratch you. That's bad.
Scratch you up, and especially if it's on meth?
Yeah, no. You don't want a squirrel on meth.
I don't need that.
A woman working for Wells Fargo in Arizona, apparently she checked into work, was clocked in at 7 a.m. on Friday, August 16th, was found dead at her desk on Monday. No, I can't. Well, banks, Wells Fargo, you're closed on Saturday? What kind of Wells Fargo is this?
That's not a real one. You got to be open on a Saturday,
at least for a little bit. She was at the desk all day and nobody even noticed.
Yeah.
You know? Doesn't the body start to stink? When does the body start to stink a little bit? Hey, it's a little stinky in here. Maybe somebody died. Somebody die in here? That happened.
I don't want to say anything that may be offensive to anyone. If someone died, we need to know.
Yes.
Don't worry about offending.
But somebody needs some deodorant. A witch doctor is under house arrest for failing to resurrect a dead person. This happened in Owika Parish in Nwahu Sub-County. Under house arrest. Could not resurrect. Do you want your witch doctor?
This is Louisiana.
Should be under.
You said it's Louisiana, right?
No,
so
it's not parish? Louisiana. It's in some foreign country.
Oh, you said parish.
Nebby. Well, it is. Owico Parish.
It sounds like something that happened in swamps of Louisiana.
Do you think your witch doctor should be able to resurrect a dead people or should be arrested? Arrested. You can't do
it. No, I don't want dead people coming back.
Well, I don't want a witch doctor then. What do I need a witch doctor for then?
Yeah, no, we got to... We got. We just tell the witch doctor to stop.
Apparently, UK stores are buying stolen goods from professional shoplifters now. If you shoplift, you can go sell it to another store now.
Hold on.
In the UK.
UK stores are buying?
Stores are buying stolen goods.
They are buying them at discounted rates.
Right? I mean, probably a better rate than you're getting from your distributor.
This doesn't feel like, oh, 100%.
100%.
There's no.
This is, okay, so apparently a man stole an ape from a zoo.
Uh-huh.
And his defense, first thing he said to the judge, I stole a gorilla, so what? Now, that would be how I'd approach
it. Hold on a second. You haven't watched any Chimp Crazy yet, have you, on HBO?
No.
Okay. Well, they discussed the lady that got her face torn off by the chimp. And let me tell you what I'm not stealing. I'm not stealing primates. And I also realize that chimps have a lifespan like ours. And not only that, chimps continue to grow. So remember when they're cute chimps? I thought they capped out there. Oh, no. They'll get up into the 200 pounds, and they have super chimp strength. I am never...
No, chimps are bad. They're badasses.
I thought chimps were smaller. I thought they were all smaller. I didn't think they were huge.
You ever watch that Clint Eastwood movie?
Those are orangutans.
Yeah, so what? They're monkeys. I mean, they look, you know, I mean.
Well, those look, they don't look tough.
They look
but
like a chimp.
Chimp,
or
this lady got her whole face bitten off and pulled off by
a chimp.
By
a chimp. Strong hands. Chimps are...
Why would anyone ever take, like, a full grown, any type of ape?
Yeah.
Never.
I just saw a guy on feeding a giant fish to a grizzly bear.
I saw one feeding it to an alligator that had crawled up to him.
Are you stupid?
And he was like, and he was feeding it, and then he started patting it on the head.
No, that's how the Crocodile Dundee guy.
His name wasn't.
It was an eel. Actually.
It wasn't Crocodile Dundee.
Right, it was Crocodile.
It was
Man.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, right.
And he was actually stung by a stingray. So it had nothing to do with a bear or
eel,
a crocodile.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was stung by
that. Yeah, but he did a lot of that stuff.
Well, he was, he acted like he couldn't get killed.
Idiot. What are you, dumb? Stay away from him. I know that's how you make your living, but stay away anyway. A Chinese grandma allowed strangers to lock her crying granddaughter in the plane's toilet for disrupting the flight. I think that's a pretty good way to go about this.
I don't. You think?
If your kid, listen, I had a kid screaming on my last flight back here. It's 3.5 hours. I wish this Chinese grandma was on the plane.
Go ahead. Lock her up.
Lock her up.
Lock her up. Was everyone on the thing saying, lock her up?
Nobody said that, but everybody was like, to walk the
put him in a bathroom. Like Bronx Tale with the mush, put him in a
bathroom. We're done. Raheel and Michael next at East River 9, okay? It doesn't get any better than this. Come see the big show next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. How about the sign-up bonus? You're not getting that sign-up bonus when you sign up with your local bookie. Sorry, he ain't giving you more money to play with. A percentage of whatever you... deposit on your initial deposit, they will have a percentage for you at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Look, the football season is here. You love football. You love to bet on football. Where are you going to do it? Do it at MyBookie, all right? Because you're getting the live in-game betting, the props that are outrageous, unbelievable. It's thing after thing after thing. If you love casino gambling as well, or you just want to bet on the Oscars, you want to bet on the – whatever it is you want to bet on. It's crazy. They got everything, anytime, anywhere. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.